Congratulations to Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts III for being selected by the fans as the Whataburger Player of the Year. The Houston Texans will donate $8,000 to the Fifth Ward Enrichment Center in his honor. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, Mark, we've been talking all show long about J.J. Watt, and nobody on this team has more endorsements than J.J., but there's some other players who would like to get a little involved as well.
Yeah, and if anybody knows anything about this, it's me, Patty, okay? I.W. Mark's watch. I drive a Hyundai from your Houston area.
Stop! Hyundai, this isn't about you.
I can go on and on, but let's find out who the players would endorse.
I would endorse the nicotine commercials, like for stopping people from smoking cigarettes.
Anti-smoking.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Not Macy's. That's a good question. You should have gave me the questions ahead of time. I could have, boom. See, that's on you, man.
Every Christmas morning, I was waiting for those new Nike shoes or Nike sweatsuit or whatever it was. So. I've endorsed several products, but I think the one that, you know, that I dreamed of endorsing as a kid was definitely Nike.
Endorse a product? I'd probably do Breathe Right, because I wear them every day in practice, and I sleep with them, and it helps me sleep. So I'd probably have to go with Breathe Right.
Ben Jones and nasal strips. We'll work on that, Ben.
Yeah, that would be the last thing I would think of. I would pick something like Mercedes or Jaguar or something.
That's you.
That you,
okay. Yeah. Versace, Gucci.
Big ticket items, yeah, not nasal strips. No. All right, well, one guy who may pick something like that would be your friend John Harris.
Well, you never know, Patty. John knows a lot about fantasy football. Vanderkid lost in his Super Bowl, by the way. But he made it there. That was
never heard
good.
Vanderkid lost all season.
I know, but he had a great season. And hopefully you are too. Look, FanDuel, you got some options this week. Here's John Harris.
Welcome into FanDuel Formula, everybody. I am John Harris, and I've got three bargain basement value players this weekend that you're going to want to have on your roster. Let's start with St. Louis Rams quarterback Case Keenum traveling to San Francisco. Nice ball game for Case against Seattle. Can he do it again? We're banking on it. He's only $6,000 on FanDuel. That's great value. At running back, I just love the name. Joik Bell. Yes, for the Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears this weekend in Chicago. $5,300. That's pretty inexpensive, and I think he can give you value in the running and the receiving game. Last and certainly not least, Albert Wilson, who, well, at $5,100, Albert Wilson, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, taking on Oakland at home. I think Wilson could be good value. Gave you a long play earlier this year. Maybe he gets another one against Oakland and Charles Woodson in his last NFL game. Those are your three value plays. Check out FanDuel.com for all your others.
All right, thanks, John. We have to take one final time out on the show, but when we come back, it's time for...
Dear Drew, don't miss it.